Hi, everybody. Today's topic, we're going to talk about how to make $1,000 a week off social media. So it's how to make $1,000 a week off social media. I'm going to give you guys here a few tips on how you guys can make money off social media. Some of the things that I've learned over time as a young entrepreneur, as a public figure in this industry. I feel like I can give you guys some insight from what I've learned off how to make $1,000 a week off social media. So if you're tuned in and you're listening right now, today you're going to learn how to make $1,000 off your social media, whether if it's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, pretty much anything. So first thing is first, to have a very, very substantial Instagram, Twitter account that's going to very, very stand out to make people want to pay you and put their hard-earned money in your pocket, is the best thing to have is proper branding. So whether if you have a good clean page where you have a lot of likes, a lot of views, or you have a logo that's very, very appealing to the market or just social media eye that's hip right now in this generation. People want to see dope logos, meaning like if it's colorful, if it just stands out, whether if you're a female, you can put out a logo that's stand out as pink or baby blue. Everything's about stuff that stands out. So your page has to be appealing. It has to be marketable. And the main thing that you can definitely make money off your social media is this creating different ads on your social media account. So if you're creating an ad on your Instagram or your Facebook or on your Twitter and you're selling a product, whether if you're doing any type of hair, nails, this is for my women listeners. Same thing for my males. If you're going to start a clothing brand or if you're selling any type of merchandise, it's always good to invest $5 to $200 or whatever your budget is at the moment that you feel like you're willing to spend into like an Instagram or Facebook or Twitter ad. So that's the main thing that you got to look at when you're building a social media account and you're looking to make money off social media. You want to make sure you're offering your audience the best experience and they're seeing that you're actually legit. So you have social media accounts that go on Instagram, Twitter, that's very active. Same thing with Facebook. When you're looking for new clients to work with, a lot of these clients are going to have pretty much a variety of easy access for you to directly contact them. Meaning you can contact them by them seeing they have a sponsored Instagram ad or a sponsored Facebook ad or a sponsored Twitter ad. Or if they're simply just reaching out, they're tweeting on their personal page looking for promo. Or if you see it's an artist that's upcoming, or if you've seen that it's a brand, a clothing brand, any type of business that's looking for any type of promotion, it's always good to reach out to them if you see they have a sponsored ad on Instagram, Facebook, and introduce yourself. Tell them what you can do as far as your marketing skills or what you're selling as far as what your merchandise. And then that way when you reach out to them, that way you're able to make a lot of revenue off social media without having to work a 9-to-5, without having to waste your time listening to somebody because you're your own boss and you're selling your own product. So that's the main thing you want to look at when doing social media promotions. You can easily make $1,000 a week every day, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday. You can make money each and every day, $100 a day. Off social media. The main goal is to continue to have residual income coming in from just social media, from by selling your business, whether like I said, if you have a clothing brand, or if you decide to just go ahead and just start running ads and you have your own business, whether if it's anything that you're doing in life. So it's always good to just keep social media in your back pocket just because the internet is just so very powerful now. Now, if you're an artist, or if you're just someone that's just a promoter or a DJ or you're a producer and you're looking to sell your beats and you're a producer, you're looking to get your beats into as many artists as possible. The best way to do it is to contact these artists via email. Give them some of your beats, whether if it's free or whether if it's, you know, you guys working on a split sheet or something, whatever the case may be. But it's always good to contact these artists. Same thing with you're contacting different artists that have sponsored ads on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you're reaching out to them, explaining to them what you offer with your service. So if you're offering a package of 10 beats or 5 beats or 20 beats, you never know who's going to want to spend with you. There's artists all around the world that's willing to spend, that have a budget for marketing, beats, promotion, reposts, all type of stuff, which we all know as the listeners that's tuning in. But the main thing is that you want to put the effort each and every day to get up, contact new artists, whether if it's small to a big artist, reaching out to them and building a relationship with them, getting your beats to them, whether if you're setting up a PayPal payment with them, Cash App. There's so many ways to make money on social media. Same thing with your brand. When you're reaching out to different models, you're reaching out to different brand ambassadors, it's always easy business to work out a deal where everybody's going to be able to eat, because everybody got to eat, B. So basically, if you want to make $1,000 a week on social media, your best bet is to always network as much as possible with at least 50 to 100 plus people a day. If you're not networking with at least 50 to 100 plus people a day, you're doing something wrong. You want to be at least reaching out to that many people, whether if you have 50,000 followers, 100,000, 200,000, almost a million. You always want to continue to keep growing and making yourself as huge as possible. So if you're tuned in to today's podcast, that was our first topic, which was the how to make $1,000 a week off social media with Trendsetter. And that's my guidance of how you guys can make each and every day $100 just off of social media. One client might spend $100 with you just one day. You might get one client, he might spend $1,000 with you on one day. So you always want to reach out to people. Never be scared, never be too afraid, never be too, you know, where you think that you're too good and to reach out to people. You want to reach out to people and connect with anybody as possible, because you never know when they're going to be just as big as you. So you want to make that connection and grow your audience as fast as possible, because right now we're in 2019. It's about to be 2020 here in a few months, and social media is rapidly growing. You got the youth, you got majority of the youth, a lot of these kids already have followers and they're blowing up. They're doing promos on Instagram, all type of stuff. So take advantage of how you can make $1,000 each and every week just off social media, running good Instagram ads, Facebook ads, and Twitter ads. That's my time. It's Trendsetter. I'm out. Be on the lookout for the next episode.